Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sunny. Have you booked your train to the conference in Lyon yet? I'm trying to decide whether to take the 11 o'clock train on Tuesday evening or the 9 o'clock train on Wednesday morning.
I'll take the Tuesday evening train. I want to take a rest before the conference begins on Thursday morning.
Sounds great. I'll see if I can get on the same train.
You should try to make your reservation soon. It was nearly sold out when I made mine this afternoon.
Number 32. Why are the speakers going to Lyon? Number 33. When is Sunny's train leaving? Number 34. What does Sunny suggest? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I made a reservation for 5 people yesterday. The name is Reynolds. Is the table ready?
One moment, sir. Sorry, I can't find that name on the list. And our policy is to take reservations for groups with no fewer than 7 people.
Yes, I am aware of that, but the person I spoke to on the phone said that he could arrange a table for 5 for lunch. It's a really important lunch meeting. Is there anything you can do?
Don't worry. We have a few tables available for 5 or 6 people. Follow me, please.
Number 35. What is the problem? Number 36. What did the man probably do yesterday? Number 37. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Where is Mr. Robin? He was supposed to come to my office at 11 a.m. to talk about interviewing the final applicants and to discuss a time for the new employee orientation, but he didn't show up.
He still might be in the budget meeting, which started an hour ago. Try calling his cell phone.
I did, but he didn't answer. Maybe he doesn't have his phone with him right now. Anyway, if you see him, please tell him that I'm free until 3:30. I have to meet a client after that.
Number 38. What were the woman and Mr. Robin planning to do? Number 39. How did the woman try to contact Mr. Robin? Number 40. What is the woman's schedule? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
I just heard that a 10:30 meeting is scheduled for Tuesday. I didn't know.
Yes, we're going to talk about our sales plans and take some time to meet the new assistant manager who's starting next week.
I had no idea it was on Tuesday when I made an appointment with an important client. I think it'll be at least 11 o'clock before I get back to the office.
Oh, that's okay. You won't miss that much being 30 minutes late. Just make sure you let the other people know.
Don't worry. If there is any important thing, I'll let you know.
Thank you, guys.
Number 41. What day is the meeting scheduled for? Number 42. Who will most likely be introduced in the meeting? Number 43. What is the woman worried about? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Brooks. Are you ready to order?
This is my first time here, so what would you recommend for a dinner?
Well, we have a delicious mushroom soup today, and the grilled chicken is very good too. Can I take your order now, or do you need a few more minutes?
I think I need a few more minutes to decide, if you don't mind. But could you please bring me some water while I am deciding what else to get?
Number 44. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 45. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 46. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Wilson Law Firm. This is Monica.
Hi, Monica. This is Carl from Wholesale Office Supplies. I'm returning your call about the broken copy machine in your shop. I can come by and fix it tomorrow afternoon if that's okay.
Actually, I have quite a few documents that I need to copy as soon as possible. Is there any chance you could come this afternoon?
I could probably fit you in sometime late this afternoon. I'll call you about 30 minutes before I get there.
Okay, thank you. See you then.
Number 47. Who most likely is the man? Number 48. When will the man probably visit the shop? Number 49. What is the woman's problem? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Kelly. How's your new house search going?
I've been looking at so many houses, but they're all expensive. I can't afford to live in this area.
Some of my colleagues have had luck with finding reasonably priced apartments in this local paper. Maybe you should try it. I will give it to you.
I have to try anything. Thanks for the help.
Number 50. What are the speakers discussing? Number 51. What problem does the woman mention? Number 52. What does the man suggest? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Kevin, can you check the quarterly net profit and expenditure records just to make sure everything's all right before the final financial meeting next week?
I'm afraid I can't right now. I've scheduled a medical checkup in 30 minutes, so I've got to get going. Can it wait until tomorrow morning?
Oh, I'll be out of town tomorrow. I'll just send you a copy by email. Take a look when you have time.
That'll be great. I'll probably read it tomorrow. So let's get together when you get back in town to talk about it.
Number 53. What are the speakers talking about? Number 54. Why does the man say,
I'm afraid I can't right now?
Number 55. What will the man probably do tomorrow? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Excuse me, do you work here? I'm looking for Jenny Kim's office.
Sure. It's right up to the secretary's office.
The security guard directed me this way, but I still can't find it.
Come with me. I'll show you where it is. Are you a new lawyer?
No, I've just hired your law firm to do the legal work for my publishing company. Jenny and I are going to talk about provisions of the contract today.
Oh, you must be Daniel Radcliffe. I am Caroline Selico, Jenny's assistant. I'll be working with Jenny in charge of this work.
Number 56. What does the man mean when he says, "Excuse me, do you work here?" Number 57. Who is Jenny Kim? Number 58. Why has the man probably come to see Ms. Kim? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
The printer called. The invitations to next month's conference will be ready on Wednesday.
That's great. That gives us a couple of days to get them addressed before we have to send them out on Monday.
Right. And then we could get responses from clients in about 2 weeks.
That's good to hear. We have more than enough time to get everything prepared.
By the way, did you check the design and color?
Sure. They sent me a sample by email this morning. Here you are.
Great. What do you think about it?
I like it too.
Number 59. When will the invitations be mailed? Number 60. What do the people say about the preparation time? Number 61. What are the invitations being made for? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, you've reached Mary Park at Well Life Investment Group. May I help you?
Yes, I am Leonard Frederick from Electromecha Corporation. I want to transfer $20,000 from our long-term account to the short-term account, please.
Certainly, sir. What's the account number for your long-term account?
83990. And by the way, I would appreciate it if you could schedule the transaction for next Monday, not right away. Number 62. What kind of company does the woman work for? Number 63. Why is the man calling? Number 64. What does the woman require? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and itinerary.
Hi, Carl. Have you made your express train reservations for the Filmmakers Festival in Madrid yet? I was hoping we could travel to Madrid together.
In fact, I was just looking into that now. I'm planning to go on Tuesday and stay until Friday. How about you?
I can't stay the whole time because I have to make a keynote speech at a convention on Thursday. We can still go together to Madrid on Tuesday, though. I have to meet my clients in France.
Oh, really? You're still busy with your work.
Number 65. What is the conversation about? Number 66. When will the speakers travel together? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Where will the woman deliver a speech? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart. Hi, Beth. This is John, your editor at Good Health Magazine. Are you busy now?
Hi, John. I have a minute.
Good. Could you increase the word count for your childhood eating disorder treatment article to 3,000 words?
Sure. There's plenty to cover on the topic. But can you wait for a second? I have to check my schedule.
Sure.
Oh my goodness, I have another article due on the same day.
Can you send me your assignment chart right now?
Okay, I sent it. Did you get it?
Thank you, I got it. Well, let's extend the deadline for your other assignment by the end of this month.
Great, I appreciate it, John.
Number 68. who most likely is the woman? Number 69. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which article's deadline will be changed?